This is Forced Migration Review, Volume 61, June 2019. The Ethical Use of Images and Messaging by Dulta Roknin. NGOs, international organizations, and donors alike must consider the impact of the images and messaging they use in seeking to raise funds for humanitarian assistance. When a disaster strikes, the generosity of individuals is triggered by a concern for humanity. However, some disasters tend to receive more funds than others, and the role of the images and messaging used to depict such situations can be significant. The intuitive view is that images and messages that portray the difficult plight of disaster-affected populations in as much vivid reality as possible will have the most significant impact, generating feelings of sympathy, pity, and guilt, prompting charitable donations. Often, the more graphic and heart-rending the images, the greater the emotion, and thus willingness to donate. But how graphic is too graphic? This is the question that those working in marketing and fundraising ask themselves, as they do not want the public to be put off. However, is this where the line should be drawn? The principle of humanity, with its explicit references to respect and the dignity of the disaster-affected individual, suggests that the line should be drawn well before a discussion around gratuitousness is reached. An individual who has lost autonomy, the essentials of life, and some of the basic requirements of dignity, having a place to wash, dress, go to the toilet, deal with menstruation, will not want their situation broadcast far and wide. End note 1. Being unable to provide for oneself and one's family, being forced to become dependent on the charitable assistance and altruism of another, for whatever reason, can erode the dignity and autonomy of individuals, families, communities, and even sometimes states. Being brought low in life is challenging enough without the situation being broadcast far and wide with all of its difficulties communicated, and often exaggerated, merely to get some money. Yet money is needed in order to deliver humanitarian assistance, and this money primarily comes in the form of charitable donations from individuals who are moved by images and messaging depicting great need, or from donor governments who hope to attract public support for their provision of overseas aid. For donors, such public support is more easily attracted at times of great disaster than it is for ongoing development assistance. For their part, humanitarian organizations need to elicit an emotional and immediate response in order to maximize donations, recognizing that giving tends to be highest in the immediate aftermath of a disaster. The Dohas Code of Conduct on Images and Messaging. In Ireland, as elsewhere, debates over these tensions are decades old. In 2007, the Irish Network of Development and Humanitarian Organizations, Dohas, agreed a voluntary code of conduct on images and messaging. End note 2. Its primary principles establish that the choice of images and messages should be based on respect for the dignity of the people concerned, belief in the equality of all people, and acceptance of the need to promote fairness, solidarity, and justice. In practical terms, this translates into a commitment that in all our communications, and where practical and reasonable within the need to reflect reality, we strive to: bullet point 1, choose images and related messages based on values of respect, equality, solidarity, and justice. Bullet point 2, truthfully represent any image or depicted situation, both in its immediate and wider context, so as to improve public understanding of the realities and complexities of development. Bullet point 3, avoid images and messages that potentially stereotype, sensationalize, or discriminate against people, situations, or places. Bullet point 4, use images, messages, and case studies with the full understanding, participation, and permission of the subjects, or their parent or guardian. Bullet point 5, ensure those whose situation is being represented have the opportunity to communicate their stories themselves. Bullet point 6, establish and record whether the subjects wish to be named or identifiable, and always act accordingly. And bullet point 7, conform to the highest standards in relation to human rights and protection of vulnerable people. These very wide-ranging guidelines encompass practical issues which can and should be complied with through good processes, such as those relating to permissions and identifications. However, There are challenges in agreeing what can be classed as stereotyping and sensationalizing, and there are differing interpretations of the reality that is supposed to be reflected. For humanitarian disasters, particularly rapid-onset natural disasters, presenting the wider picture can be a challenge because of the need to take account of the public and media attention spans, not to mention that reality can change very fast in such situations. And in complex crises, where often the causes and effects of displacement are unclear, because they are deeply embedded in historical, socio-political, tribal, colonial, geographical, and agrarian contexts, it is virtually impossible to present an objective wider context. Plan International Ireland's approach. At Plan International Ireland, we have signed up to the code and report annually on our adherence. We recognize the complexity that is articulated in the code's preface. Quote, "It is a reality of our world today that many of the images of extreme poverty and humanitarian distress are negative and cannot be ignored. To ignore them would run counter to the spirit of this code, which is to portray the reality of the lives of people with sensitivity and respect for their dignity." End quote. For us, we consider this guidance on the use of images and messages to be closely interconnected with our policy on safeguarding of children and young people, requiring permissions and written approval, as well as protecting dignity and rights. In situations of displacement or emergency, where children have become separated from their families and do not have a legal guardian to give consent, extra care should be taken to protect them. Unaccompanied children under the age of 13 are not legally able to give consent, so their stories and images cannot be used at all, presenting a challenge for a children's rights organization, like PLAN, that particularly works on issues of displacement and separated children. The identity of children aged 13 to 17, who are generally recognized to have the capacity to consent to the use of their stories, should be concealed,